Hi, welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the weekly podcast where my guests and I explore what it means and takes to be a kick-ass and kind adult these days. Expect deep, real and raw, as no topic is out of bounds. We want lives and businesses that are profitable, sustainable and fun. We want lives that feel as good on the inside as they perhaps look on the outside. And that means adulting the fuck up. I'm Ebony Allard. I'm an award-winning coach, author, and speaker. And if you're ready to implement, go to n2n365.club. For now, though, let's get on with the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode. Today, I'm joined by Nicole Caldwell, who is an energy healer, spiritual mentor, and best-selling author. Nicole's personal triumphs of healing herself from postpartum depression and anxiety, bipolar disorder, and 100-pound weight loss are the foundations of her business. I met her 5 minutes ago, and I love her already. You are going to fall in love. Welcome, Nicole. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love it when I meet someone, I'm just already, you know, giggling, laughing. We haven't even pressed record. So I just, yeah, thank you so much for showing up in your fullness. It means the world to me. Mm. What does adulting mean for you?
For me, adulting means taking responsibility and ownership over my life and for what is in my life and being responsible for what I'm creating and co-creating this amazing, what I want ultimately, like an amazing life, not settling for just what is or what my parents said or what society says is acceptable. It's like really raising the bar and honoring what's true to me.
I love that so much. It's so important when it comes to, and particularly when it comes to healing, right? When it comes to our bodies. At least, you know, that's my experience. It's so easy to, for me, and I will own my experience, but it's been so easy for me to blame my genetics or my history or my circumstances or, you know, my mom and my mum's mum and my mum's mum had it. So of course I've, you know, all of that stuff. And it's much, much harder, much more uncomfortable to really lean in and go, you know what? This is my responsibility. Like, I am a soul choosing to have this human experience to learn this particular thing with, you know, all of those things. Is that a belief that you share?
Yeah, because it is so much easier to just like to blame or to give away our power and just say, this is out of my control. There's nothing I can do about it. Mm-hmm. But what I found is in the contrary of really taking ownership for things, it's like, I can see then just how powerful I am. Things don't just happen to me, like they're happening for me. And that means if I don't like what's showing up in my experience, my reality, I can change it. I don't just have to go along with it. I really get to shift what is happening and showing up for me.
Did you always think like that? Did you always feel that way? Tell me about how, because those are some powerful shifts and changes you've made in your life, right? And so in order to end up in a place potentially where they existed in the first place, my assumption, and I don't like assumptions, but my assumption is that this isn't how you were raised, and it isn't like being this mindful and radically responsible hasn't always been the case.
Correct. Yeah, I definitely wasn't raised that way. It was very much of like, okay, this happened, like this diabetes runs in your family or high blood pressure runs in your family or cancer or mental illness. And it's like, you're prone to this, Nicole, or, you know, all of these things. And it was really like, I feel like I was raised in an extremely religious household. And so I feel like there was a lot of shame for questioning things that were maybe different from what the church said or contrary to what my parents said. Mm-hmm. And I've known though, since I was young, like I definitely knew there was more to life and that what we just saw wasn't just what is. And so that there's always been this drive, this pull, this guide, like, within me to find out more, to understand more, and to really be my best self. I've like, I you know, I'm like a former perfectionist, high achiever, and really just, I always wanted to be perfect, striving for that. But in that, realizing like, oh, there is no such thing as this perfection that you're striving for, but how can you change your life and change the circumstances of past generations in your life? Like, I don't want to live the same experience my parents had. I love them. They've been great parents to me, but that's not what I want. And that's not what I've wanted. And so through mentors, through self-development books, investing in coaching programs and things like that, and reprogramming my subconscious, like that's really what's led me to this place. And it's been years of deep work to get to this place. And I'm still growing, right? Like, I don't feel like I've just mastered it and I'm done. There's still areas that I can improve. But I really like where I'm at right now and the information that I have to really form my own experience.
And you can feel it, right? I can, when you meet someone, like I said, you know, we were on a summit together, and I heard you speak, and I just like, oh, I want to hear more from her. But we didn't know each other, but you can feel that energy, right, from somebody. You can feel somebody's self-responsibility. You can feel someone's sovereignty. You can feel their light, right?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you.
My pleasure. I'm curious, did you have any role models? Like, when was, like, if when you were growing up, did you see people do it, kind of doing intuition work or healing work, or is it something like, I spoke to someone yesterday and she told me that she was reading astrology books at 10 years old, but like hiding them in her house. And she told me about how she found them and like all of that. And I love people's like ways into things. I think it's so interesting.
Yeah, for me, it was, my mom grew up in the UK, and she would have tea leaf readings. And that was something she shared with me. And I was like, always fascinated by that. I thought that was super cool that from tea leaves, somebody could give her like a psychic message or whatever. But also growing up, she had friends that were psychics. They weren't advertising that, but they would give her messages to give to me. And I just thought it was so fascinating. I wanted to be able to do that. I wanted to know the future, or to be able to like provide guidance for people or connect to loved ones in spirit. And on our, was a trip to Africa. We had a layover. I think it was in Brussels. And we went to a bookstore and I got my first book. I was 9 years old on developing like psychic gifts for beginners or something like that. And so I was going to figure out, like, I was committed to figuring out a way for me to activate and develop these gifts and be able to share like these gifts for other people, share these gifts with other people and help them as well. Mm-hmm. And so it really started from that young age. And I was very sensitive. I was having prophetic dreams. I would think things, they would happen. I'd think about somebody would happen or dream something and it would happen. And it scared me because I didn't understand what it was. And I didn't really know anyone to talk to about it because it was shunned in the church. My mom was very intuitive. She called it ESP, but she didn't really necessarily like, I don't know if she knew that she could take this anywhere or like be intentional about like receiving messages and activating these gifts within. And so it really wasn't until my mom passed away with cancer that I was like, I want to find a way to be able to connect with her, because I get that our spirit, like, we don't really die. Yes, our bodies do, but our energy lives on. Energy cannot ever be destroyed, and it can only be transmuted. And so I was like, okay, I know this is possible. How can I do it for myself? So I started studying mediumship, working with mentors. I had readings and they were able to bring through things that there's no way they could know. And so I then was able to do the same thing. And I started teaching other people about mediumship. And that's just how my business kind of started, and then how my gifts have evolved over time and how I got into this.
I love this so much. I love this so much. So I was with, I'm in a priestess ring, and we were playing with psychic abilities and kind of really talking about the different ways that we receive information. And I have never experienced mediumship, right? Like no one, it's not something that I have experienced, but we're talking about the different clairs. So, you know, clairsentience, clairvoyance, yeah. clairalliance, whatever. And talking about all of our experiences, because this isn't something, it's changing, thankfully, but it isn't something that we talk about very often, right? Like you don't walk, because of the perception of the church or the generations before us, we don't sit around, and we do now kind of, but it's not very public. No one really right. says, oh, well, this happened to me, or this is how I experienced this knowledge, or this is what intuition feels like to me. And intuition's quite a broad term, right?
Yeah. It really is. It's funny that you say that because I'm actually in the, I'm right now, I'm doing a free training on intuitive pleasure, and it's about connecting to your five physical senses to activate your sixth sense and really identifying like your clairs, what are your strongest clairs and how you as an individual receive messages, because how I receive messages, you may not receive messages the same way. And it's really allowing ourselves to understand our strongest abilities and develop those and utilize those to receive the guidance that we're looking for in whether it's growing our business, whether it's relationships or opportunities, career, like whatever it may be. But it's one of those things where you have to experience it and know that, oh, that was my intuition. That's how it shows up for me. The women that were on the train, like, it was like, oh my gosh, like, I didn't know that was a way I could receive messages. I didn't understand. I just know because I know, which is claircognizant. And they didn't understand that that was their intuition operating with them. So it was like, almost like this sigh of relief, like, oh my gosh, like this thing, it does work. My intuition isn't broken. And learning how to work with it for you, because I can share how it shows up for me and that you may have similarities, but it's really discernment, and discernment can only be, I can't teach you discernment. It's you learn it through experience.
It's so true. It's so true. And I think some things are talked about more than others, and some of the things can't be experienced except for when they're experienced. That sounds ridiculous. What I mean by that is my priestess is somebody who sees images, right? So when she is explaining intuition, or when she's explaining receiving information from source or from energy, it's always in pictures. So she always says, I see it. Mm-hmm. My ability to see is terrible, but I feel and I know long before something's happened. And, you know, like, so I will talk about someone being pregnant, or I will, as if they already are. And then like 2 weeks later, someone will ring me and go, how did you know that? I'm like, I can't tell you how I knew it. It was just a fact in my head, right? Like And because very young, I got told I was crazy for it because I couldn't explain how I know.
Right.
I shut it down for a really long time.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of us, and myself included, is we get told you're too sensitive, toughen up, stop being so sensitive, stop taking everything so personally, or you're having visions, or you know information, and people... This is something I mentioned yesterday, was like, people want to know how you know. And it's like, well, where did you find that out from? And it's like, that's the left brain. That's the logical side of things. And your intuition and logical do not go together. Intuition is illogical. It does not make sense. And people are looking for it to make sense and overthinking, overanalyzing. And that takes you out of your intuition and back into the head. Your intuition isn't in your head. It's in your body. It's in your heart. And it's about dropping into that place and reconnecting to your body, to your senses, to know what's coming through for you. And then it comes to a point of just being so convicted, like, I just trust what I feel. People may be like, well, that wasn't my experience, or this is what I would do in this situation. Like, I got some hate mail And I was talking about it and someone's like, well, I've had somebody that happen and they've become my biggest supporter. I know that sounds weird. And I'm like, that's great. I totally hear you. That's your experience. But I trust what I feel about this particular person. And I'm removing their energy from my life. Like, I'm not tolerating it. Like, I know what happens when I don't follow my intuition. And I'm just at a place where it's like, it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else. It only needs to make sense for me. I need to trust it and follow it, and the rest will clear itself out.
Yeah. Yeah, I really hear that. I think people have a really hard time trusting themselves.
100%. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping women to trust themselves, because it sucks to like always be second guessing yourself or wondering what to do or feel like you don't have any clarity or you don't know which direction to go to, where it's like you're kind of just shooting in the dark, throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. Or I know what's happened for me is investing, you know, large sums of money in mentors and thinking, putting them on this pedestal in the past and thinking like they know better than me because they're more successful, and disregarding my intuition because they've given me guidance on this is how you need to launch. This is what you need to do. Even though my intuition was like, I don't know that I really want to do that. Like, that doesn't really feel in alignment for me. Like, I'm down to like make these moves, but in a different way. And I've disregarded my intuition too many times in the past in those situations and suffered from that, where it was feeling really shitty, you know, things not working out how they were meant to. And then me thinking that maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't know. I'm not meant to do this or whatever type of thing, like all of those things coming up when it was like, no, that's not it at all. You just weren't following your intuition. You were listening to somebody else above yourself. And it really comes back to listening to your heart and trusting it.
Absolutely. And it's like we touched on at the beginning of this conversation, you know, it's happening for you, not to you, right? So if you invested a large sum of money, if you're working with someone, you're still in their energy, you're still getting their confidence, you're still ready, you know, there's still so much to learn from all the things that didn't go as we anticipated they would. And my experience is as soon as we take people off a pedestal and see them for who they are and take, it's so funny, right? Like, we don't always get what we expect, but whenever we invest, we receive that investment back tenfold. And it might be illogical, and it might be behind you, or it might be in feeling, or it might be, you know, it could be somewhere else. And we don't, and flicking that switch has been the most profound thing for me.
Yeah. It's so true, because I know it can be so easy to be like, oh, well, now I'm out of, you know, $10,000, $15,000 or whatever it may be, like, oh, what a waste of money, what a waste of time. And it's like, well, no, I learned the most valuable lesson to trust myself no matter what anybody else is telling me. And that is priceless, you know?
Absolutely priceless. And it's helped. You need to spend another 10, another 10, another 10. Keep spending it until you realize this lesson.
Yes. And it's like, you know, in a program that I was in, like something like that was happening again, where it was like, and it was, I was able to catch myself like, no, Nicole, like this is the, like what you did in the past. Like, how can you make this your own? Like, yes, there's resources here. Yes, there's wisdom here, but measure it against your own intuition. How does this feel for you? Take what resonates, like a salad bar, take what you like, take what resonates and feels good for you, and leave the rest. It doesn't have to be like, we're individuals. We're not going to agree 100% on everything with any mentor or any individual. We're going to have differences.
I love that so much. It's like, you know, that's why salad bars come with 6 different dressings. You don't have to like them all. They may not work for you right now. You can have it another time. You still like, I'm not going to go, the vinegar pit like ripped me off. No, you just, it's not the right dressing for you, right?
Exactly. And this comes back into the personal responsibility and ownership, right? Seeing how I played a role in how this turned out, right? And seeing where, how I showed up and taking ownership instead of just blaming the coach or the mentor or the circumstances. And, oh, okay, Nicole, you weren't listening to yourself. You were listening to them and ignoring your intuition. Like, duh, of course that's what was going to happen. And then it's like, oh, now you're back to listening to your intuition. Boom, boom, boom. All these amazing results happen. And I just feel so much better. Like, the results are a byproduct of how I'm feeling within, because the results don't mean anything. In my opinion, anyways, if you feel like fucking shit, like, you know, if you're happy, depressed, burnt out and like sacrificing yourself, like what's the point? Like as a business owner, like that's why I have my own business, is because I want to do things my way and I want to feel good in my business. Like I don't want to sacrifice myself for somebody else. Like, and that's what I was doing. And I feel like there's a lot of that that runs in the collective, these paradigms that we like, sacrifice is love, sacrifice like is just what you do as a part of life. And it's like, why? Like, we can change that story. We can change what business means to us. We can change what personal responsibility means, instead of like, oh, everything's my fault, which is another way of like blaming. It's like, okay, like I see that how I created this or how I showed up in this, and how, what do I want to experience, and choose to show up differently and be someone differently. And it's a balance, because like some things, like life is going to happen and shit just happens too. You know, not everything like, yeah, is something you need to blame or take ownership of. It's just, okay, this happened. Like, what perspective do I want to have about this? Because nothing's good or bad. It's neutral. It's just the meaning that we assign to it.
Absolutely. And I feel like when the same thing happens again and again and again, or we're in a repeating pattern, it's so easy to be like, to beat up on ourselves. Oh, this happened again, this happened again. And my flip on that is like, oh, my whole psyche is so insistent and intent on healing this particular thing that it just keeps pulling me back into the same thing until I can land myself squarely in the middle and face it full on, whatever it is. There's an assignment here. It's the law of assignment. And it's when you are ready to... For me, it's all about fun, right? Like taking it from like this really serious thing that I've failed at and I haven't got right yet, to being a ninja of life and being like, okay, I'm going to take this round again. I'm going to take it better. It's going to be more fun this time. Do you know what I mean? And it is, it's a perspective shift, right?
It is, like, and that's it. It's like when it's become a habit, right? Because we have more practice being one way, and then when you're stepping into a new way of being, it's not as practiced, right? Like that groove isn't as deep, and so it can feel easier to stay where you're at and to just keep in the habitual thinking, the thought patterns, and focusing on, you know, what's not working or whatever type of thing. But it feels so much better when you have that different perspective. Like, okay, like there's something here for me to learn, and I get to learn this. Like, especially if you're tired of the same like repeating cycles, right? Like there's still something for you to learn. You know, there's some level that you haven't embodied yet, and you get to do that. And then once you've done that, then it's like, you're not going to see that same cycle come into your life. And if it does, like, you get to choose how you respond, right? And you get to show up differently and give new meaning to it. And that's where I feel like the whole shift happens. When that same thing happens to you, instead of being like, oh, this is here again, it's like, all right, this is it. This time I'm fucking getting this. Like,
it just doesn't stick. So the same thing appears in your life and you're like, oh, this would have tripped me up before. And now I think it's funny, right? Like it just shifts. Okay, so if people want to come and find out more about you, come and do your Five Senses program, or just, you know, be in your world, I'm going to put everything in the show notes, but where's the best place for them to come and interact and engage with you?
I'm on both Facebook and Instagram. You can find me, Nicole, it's spelled Nicholle Caldwell, on Facebook, and then on Instagram, Nicole Caldwell 888. And my website is NicoleCaldwell.com.
Fantastic. I'm going to put all of those links in so people come and find you. What else do I want to say? Should we end on an I'm an adult, but?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you need me to go first?
I mean, your story was really awesome if you're going with what we talked about.
I'm so not going with that one. I'm not. Oh, bless. I know I've got people being like, really? I am an adult, but I did not get dressed until very late today. That's as far as I'm going with that one.
Perfect. I am an adult, but I went to bed way too late last night, so I'm feeling tired today. And another thing, I'm an adult, but I love being a kid and going to trampoline parks and jumping around like my 5-year-old daughter and going on these extreme, like, fun obstacle courses. So, yeah.
So fun. So fun. This has been so fun. Thank you so much for coming and hanging out with me and having this conversation.
My pleasure. It was so much fun, and I really appreciate you having me.
This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing. If you have enjoyed this free content, please take a moment to rate us, to share an episode, to spread the word on social media, or to come find me on Instagram and tell me what you thought. On Instagram, I am @EbonyAllard, and I will see you in the DMs. Bye.